Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, June 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, all North End Highlands County fire rescue stations have been working a fast-moving 5-acre scrub fire in Avon Park Estates. Avon Park Fire Department was quickly called to assist, while Highlands County fire rescue units left the Arbuckle fires to assist Highlands Lake volunteers. Hardy County Station 1 and Polk County Station 12 were called to assist, then requested to stand by Station 1 and State Road 64 to cover North End calls. Medics 7-1 provided on-scene rehab. Firefighters were able to stop the fire just as it impinged on a house and a garage, with a second house narrowly escaping as well. Firefighters provided structure protection throughout the incident. Forestry provided a plow that helped corral the fire. Forestry is handling the investigation, and this fire got out from an unauthorized pile burn. Your local events tomorrow is the Law Enforcement Torch Run supporting Special Olympics Florida. Photos will be taken at 10:30 a.m. and the event begins at 11. The Torch Run begins behind the old junior high school at 230 South Florida Avenue and ends at Main Street Heritage Park at 209 West Main Street in Wauchula. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house and meet the club leaders and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah by calling 863-773-2164. That's 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, OK Cars is looking for a business development representative. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of sales and customer service experience are preferred. Grade Potential Tutoring is looking for an in-home ninth grade math tutor. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field is preferred. And Ashley Furniture Industries is looking for an interior designer. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of layout and interior design experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 89. Thunderstorms, a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds southwest at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. The humidity is extremely humid, 81%. The dew point 75. Cloud cover is 94%. Rain is 0.09 inches. Visibility 5 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 11,900 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and an 80% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Tuesday, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the morning, and mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 60% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. World Food Safety Day was celebrated June 7th. It was established in 2018 through the UN General Assembly resolution to bring awareness to foodborne risks and to celebrate the myriad benefits of food safety. The University of Georgia's Food Safety Research, one of the leaders in the field, is led by its Center for Food Safety, where they develop ways to detect, control, and eliminate harmful microorganisms and their toxins from the food supply. The National Groundwater Association and 18 state groups recently sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to consider utilizing water wells in any future infrastructure legislation. It's estimated more than 40 million Americans depend on wells as their primary source of clean water, mostly in small, rural, and often disadvantaged communities. They say while current legislation proposes increased funding for small and rural public water systems, it's often expensive for the community and the homeowner. Citing lessons learned from the pandemic and recent supply chain disruptions, the USDA has announced plans to invest more than $4 billion to strengthen critical supply chains through the Build Back Better initiative. This new effort could strengthen the food system, create new market opportunities, tackle the climate crisis, help left-behind communities, and support good-paying supply chain jobs. Funding is provided by the American Rescue Plan Act and earlier pandemic assistance like the Consolidated Appropriations Act.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the Original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says it will be ready to resume its $4 billion debt relief for disadvantaged farmers as soon as a temporary injunction is lifted. A federal judge in Wisconsin ordered USDA to temporarily halt loan debt relief payments to minority farmers in response to a lawsuit filed by white farmers who were not eligible for the same relief. There are at least five federal lawsuits filed against Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to block the USDA from paying off the loans for minority farmers without also paying off loan debt for white farmers. Vilsack has addressed the issue in the past and said this program is meant to right a wrong.
And it addresses the disparity between white farmers who received a tremendous amount of money during the COVID relief situation and socially disadvantaged producers who received, relatively speaking, very, very little, somewhere between 1 and 5% of the total amount, and we're talking tens of billions of dollars.
The USDA has until Friday the 18th to respond to the preliminary injunction. The lawsuit was filed by a conservative legal group, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Texas Ag Commissioner filed a similar suit in Texas. At least three other cases have now been filed in Florida, Tennessee, and Wyoming.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks shook off a wobbly day of trading and ended modestly higher on Wall Street, giving the S&P its third weekly gain in a row. The index added 0.2%, led by technology and banks. Bond yields fell this week despite reports showing the economy is gaining strength, as well as some signs of inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was 1.46%. Investors will be closely watching next week's meeting of the Federal Reserve policymakers for their assessment of how much a threat inflation may pose to the economy. The Dow gaining 13 points today to finish at 34,479. The NASDAQ ahead 49 to 14,069. The S&P 500 picked up 8 points to 4,247. New York oil rose 62 cents. Closing at $70.91 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Bucks even their Eastern Conference semifinal series with the Nets at 2 games apiece, 107-96. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 34 points. Chris Middleton had 19, but Brooklyn finished the game without Kyrie Irving because he sprained his ankle, suffered in the second quarter. Bucks guard Pat Connaughton says Irving's absence didn't alter their game, though.
We can still improve on it. I think, you know, we're a team that during the regular season, we didn't struggle to score. And part of that was due to ball movement, people movement, you know, making the right play, creating for each other, things of that nature. And I think we definitely took a step in the right direction today, and it showed.
Nets host Game 5 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, in the other game, Devin Booker, Chris Paul lead the Suns to a 4-game sweep of the Nuggets. They lost MVP Nikola Jokic to an ejection in a 125-118 loss. Phoenix reaches the Western Conference Championship for the first time since 2010. This is SRN Sports. Baseball's in the books. Cubs shut out the Cardinals tonight 2-0. Padres 7-3 over the Mets. That ends a 4-game skid. Fernando Tatis Jr. had a tie-breaking grand salami in the 7th inning. Brewers complete a 3-game sweep of the Pirates 5-2. Reds 6-2 over the Rockies. Since he's won 10 of their last 13, including 3 straight over Colorado. Braves dumped the Marlins 6-4. Nationals blanked the Giants 5-0. Dodgers lasso the Rangers 5-3. Phillies completed 2-game sweep of the Yankees with a 7-0 shutout. White Sox take three straight from the Tigers, 4-1 the final Sunday. Blue Jays unravel the Red Sox 18-4. Teoscar Hernandez belted a pair of three-run shots over the Green Monster, two of the Blue Jays' eight homers a day after Toronto homered five times at Fenway. The Rays beat the Orioles, the Astros beat the Twins, A's beat the Royals, Mariners over the Indians, and the Angels down the Diamondbacks. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, everything always ends well. And if it doesn't, then it's probably not the end. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I'm Bing Lin, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.